Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 36, where we're going to be talking about networking to build connections. Ever since I can remember, I have always been curious about people. Networking to build true connection is about taking genuine interest in people for who they are before learning what they do. Networking is not just about meeting people who could help you, but also coming from a place of how you can help others. And keep in mind that every person that you meet has an average of about 250 people in their network. And if they don't know who to connect you with, there's a strong possibility that someone else in their network will be able to. You must take time to build those relationships so that you can be introduced to those people. But when you're networking, I want you to really focus on focusing on quality versus quantity. So when you go out to a networking event, I don't want you just to worry about how many business cards you collect. Actually, steer clear of the person handing out as many business cards as they can, like a blackjack game. It's not about how many cards you have. It's about forming deeper connections that are real and authentic, and they're about someone that you create a relationship that you're connecting with more than once a year. So really take time to learn about who they are and what matters to them. Learn what their interests or hobbies are, or their favorite sports. Discover what charities they like to support. Above all, if you can learn what their goals are and help them achieve it, you will build a strong relationship that will last a lifetime. And when you help people achieve their goals, they are going to be more than happy to help you achieve yours. People enjoy sharing what interests them, so don't be afraid to strike up the conversation. Bernard Jan said that there is no greater joy than to share what you love with those who appreciate it. So when you ask the question, just be an appreciative listener. Create interest and intrigue. So when initiating those conversations, create interest and intrigue, and don't just say, "Hi, I am," and fill in the blank with your profession. People have their own perception of what that profession is and what they do based on their own experiences or what they may have been told. Let them learn from you and your approach to life and business. I'm not a fan of the traditional elevator speech. It comes across as being rehearsed and not genuine. Ask a powerful question, sharing a solution you could provide to a potential pain point for the person that you're sharing this with. You're actually educating others that you can be a solution. And if your question resonates with a pain area or a missing piece in their lives, they're going to be intrigued. Also, I want you to start thinking about spending time nurturing relationships that are currently existing in your network. You know, so often people are like looking for the next person to, you know, grab into their circle. But you never know who someone will introduce you to. And if you want to stand out from the crowd, you might want to send an article of interest or a magazine of a person's hobby to them. You may choose to send a Christmas card or a birthday card, or invite current clients to a charity function or fundraiser, or even a workshop that you might be attending. Be memorable. Stand out. And don't forget to get networking on social media as well, such as LinkedIn. Provide an update on your status at least once a day. And people, you need to get consistent. You know, on average, you know, people pop in maybe once a day, maybe, but most of the time, maybe 1 to 3 times per week into LinkedIn, for example. So you want to be that consistent person who has at least one post a day. And relating, you know, you could be sharing articles of interest, you could be commenting on different things, going into groups or offering answers to questions that people may have, and that also helps build your expertise. But engage in conversation, contribute to the conversation. This engagement allows you to learn more about other people, but for them also to learn more about you. Networking is not a part-time or occasional exercise. Everywhere we go, we have an opportunity to network with others. And this is by Timothy M. Houston. So one of the most important things to network with intention and purpose. Don't always hang out with the same people in your network when you go to a networking event. This doesn't expand your circle. Others may see you as having an exclusive club or even a clique. Focus on meeting 1 to 2 new people at each event. Then start introducing them to each other in your network and expanding your network that way. Remember, networking doesn't just occur in associations, trade shows, or conferences. Networking can take place anywhere from the gym to the grocery store to kids' sporting activities, maybe even your own sporting activity, charity balls, or even fundraisers. Wherever people are, there is a chance to network, and that's an opportunity for you. Your net worth is proportional to your network. Ensure that you are following up by email or phone call within 24 to 48 hours of having that conversation and meeting someone. Pick up where you left off from that conversation and learn at least 1 to 2 new facts about that person. Think about who in your network needs to know them. Go ahead and make a virtual introduction. You want to be networking to build long-lasting relationships that have infinite return on investment. And I just want to share with you just an experience that I've had recently. And I've really noticed it in the past couple months where I've gone to an event or I'm speaking at an event and I have people coming up to me and we are having these great conversations just to realize that we have never met. We're friends on social media. So it's almost like the icebreaker already occurred. And now we're doing the introductions and getting to know each other. So which is pretty cool because then they turn around and say, you know what? I feel like I already know you. And, you know, you want to have consistency in your character. So you would think that your social media posts will reflect some of your beliefs, your core values, and some of the things that you find of interest. So really thinking about how can you leverage these opportunities to help serve you. So what I want you to do is also grab your download. I've created a download sheet that I want you to start making a list of the places that you can start networking with people. And also set yourself that networking goal. How many people do you want to meet each time you go out? You might go out for a walk. You might go to the grocery store. Strike up a conversation. It all begins with you. So I want to thank you all for coming and listening to this podcast because without you, we wouldn't need to have this podcast. So I'm so excited that you're here. We would love to have you subscribe to the Success Secrets newsletter on my website at www.deborahkozowski.com, where you're going to get a free MP3 download, 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. And I would love to hear about how this podcast has impacted you. Let us know what your, or tweet, sharing on social media, what your favorite nugget is. You can email me at deborah@deborahkozowski.com. If you want to grab the show notes or the download to this audio, please go to themillionairewoman.com/podcast. And once again, thank you for listening to The Millionaire Woman Show, where we talk about leadership, business, and human potential to help you live rich from the inside out. Go ahead and subscribe to The Millionaire Woman Show. Share it with your friends. Give us a 5-star high five. We would love to hear from you. Until the next podcast, go out and be the change you wish to see in the world, as Gandhi said, and make today great.